producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning and we are into the end of November, getting very, very close to Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. And if we can help you to prepare for the holidays, the phone number to call is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Lots that needs to be done, and hopefully where you live, you're not in the snow belt like the Buffalo area and around the Great Lakes, and you're able to get outside and, you know, put the garden to bed, get the lawn fertilized if it hasn't been done in the fall, get your bulbs planted, and if you can't, if you live in an area where there is snow cover on the ground and or the ground is frozen and you've purchased bulbs, you cannot wait until spring to plant them. They have to go into soil now. So, this is what I want you to do. Again, if there's snow on the ground or your ground is frozen due to the weather and you can't dig, you're going to need to pot them. And you can use any pots that you have. And what I would suggest that you do is a 6-inch pot will hold 5 tulips or 5 daffodils. An 8-inch pot will hold 6, maybe 7 daffodils, but definitely 7 tulips. Get them potted, give them a good drink, and then put them on the floor in the back of your garage, where they'll be out of the way, but still be kept cool. Now, if your garage is heated, put them in the tool shed. That way they get cold, because they need to get cold during the winter months. And if it's really, really cold where you live, then what I would do is pot them up, give them a good drink, and then put them on the stairs that lead down into your basement where your bulkhead cover is. So open up the bulkhead and set your bulbs on the stairs. You're not going to be using it for the most part, and that way it will prevent the soil from freezing. The roots will have a chance to develop, and yet they'll stay cold. And I would give that a good month to root. So from now until the holidays show up at Christmas time, and then what you're going to do is then you can put it in your garage. Or you can just leave them right there. But you can't put them in your basement where there's any heat source at all. They need to stay on the cool side, and they'll do very, very well. But they need to form a root system. Now, if you've got a tool shed, The tool shed will warm up during the day. It will freeze at night, but at least you'll be able to keep them chilled, and they'll do very well. If you don't plant them and say, well, I don't have any time now, I'll do it next spring, I forgot to do it, the bulb itself will dry out. It may not die, but the little baby plant that's in the center of that bulb will begin to dry. And once that happens, it will come up in the spring. You'll have great foliage, but you will not have any flowers. And that is too bad because you've wasted your money. It may come back and bloom the following year. But the main thing is get them in soil, keep them moist, keep them cool, and they'll do well. If you're in an area where the ground isn't frozen, the weather is cool, get them in the ground as soon as possible. Now, I have a tip for you. To make your cluster of bulbs look bigger than they actually are, if you're planting tulips, I want you to look at the bulb carefully, and you'll notice that one side of the bulb is flat. When you dig a hole or when you're potting, you want to put the flat side of the bulb up against the wall of the pot or up against the hole, the side of the hole that you've made in the ground. The reason is the flat side is where the first leaf will grow, and it will grow out. You plant your bulbs in the circle, the first leaf goes out all the way around, and your clump looks a lot bigger. If you put the flat facing in, all the leaves will grow towards the center, and your bulb cluster will not look as large or as beautiful. Okay? So the flat side facing outside of the hole. And as far as depth, there's a great rule of thumb. You plant the bulbs three times the size of the bulb deep. So a crocus, for example, is an inch tall. So you need to dig a hole 3 inches deep, 1 inch for the bulb, and 2 inches of soil, or twice as much soil, on top of the bulb. A tulip is 2 inches tall, so you need to dig your hole 6 inches deep. 2 inches for the tulip, and 4 inches of soil on top of it. A daffodil is 3 inches tall, so you need to dig a hole 9 inches deep. 3 inches for the daffodil bulb and 6 inches of soil on top of it. So if you use that rule, you can plant your bulbs properly. They'll survive. They'll do very, very well for you. So they need to be planted correctly. Now, it's, you know, we're towards the end of November. The weather's getting cool in the northern part of the country. And recently this week, even in Florida, they had temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Georgia, the mountains of Virginia are getting snowed. It's just crazy, crazy weather. So get your bulbs planted. And a lot of the nurseries, the garden centers, and even the big box stores are selling their bulbs at half price. Take advantage of it. Get your bulbs, get them planted, and you'll have a great spring. You still have time. A few years ago now, I bought my bulbs, brought them home, got busy, put them in the tool shed, and on Christmas morning went to put the wrapping into the trash and noticed the bags of bulbs on the tool shed, on the bench in the tool shed. And we had no snow cover. It had been warm. While the kids played with their toys, Mom relaxed. I went out in the yard, dug some holes, and planted tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, a whole mixture of different bulbs. And then I added a couple of inches on top of bark mulch, just regular bark mulch. And that held the heat on for a few extra days to give the bulbs a chance to really get rooted. And I'll tell you, when spring came, they did very, very well. So don't get discouraged. If you have bulbs and you can't plant them, pot them up, a good drink, put them in the garage, and they'll flower for you. And you can bring them in the house after about 12 weeks. And if you look at this week's newsletter, the newsletter will tell you exactly how to pot them and how to force them to bloom inside your home. Call us, 855-660-4261.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I have some news that we want to share with you. This weather pattern that we're in right now has caused a lot of problems that started in April. And I know a lot of you heat your homes with wood or wood pellets. And want you to know that there is a shortage of firewood, especially seasoned firewood. So if you haven't ordered your firewood yet, get it ordered and get it delivered. And hopefully you'll get some good seasoned firewood. If you have a garage, put it in the garage, stack it up so that the air can get through it, and that will continue to remove the moisture. Put it someplace where it's out of the weather, if at all possible. If you do have to put it outside, stack it. See if you can get some pallets to get it up off the ground. Then stack your firewood. And then what you do is you cover it with a sheet of clear plastic. And you'll get the greenhouse effect. And the sun will hit the plastic. It will create heat. And it will pull the moisture out of the wood so that it will burn easier. But I'm just letting you know there is a shortage this year of firewood every place. We had a wet spring. The trucks couldn't get into the woods to get the lumber that was cut. And there is a major shortage of firewood. And the price is showing it, too, because it has come up around $50 a cord more than it was at this time last year. Pellets. If you have a pellet stove, there is a shortage of that. Right now, there's some available, but there's not much in the tunnel. And the reason is, overseas, they're paying a higher price for 50-pound bags of wood pellets. So a lot of the manufacturers are taking advantage of that and shipping a lot of their pellets overseas. And again, there's going to be a shortage. So if you're able to store it, get it now. The price is going to continue to go up, and you may not have any later on. So wood and wood pellets, get it into your yards, cover it, put it in your garage, your tool shed, but get it home right now because there probably will not be any later on. Now, the third thing that's in short supply is salt. And last year, the salt industry was running 24 hours a day digging the salt out of the ground and shipping it across the country. They worked all summer, and they got a lot of places stocked up, but you've watched the weather the last couple of weeks, and if you live in the Midwest, in the northern part, they've used up a ton of salt, and there is a shortage of it. Now, if you want to try a new salt, the people that make all natural fertilizers have a natural alternative to regular salt. And this is a very, very unique product. You use half the rate of regular rock salt. It will not hurt the grass. It will not hurt plants. It's safe for pets and animals. And the best thing is, if you own a business and you've got ice and snow and you put rock salt, it's going to get attached to the feet of the people coming into your business. And the next thing you know, your floor is all white with the salt that's been brought into your store. The product that's made by Natural Alternative will not turn your floors all white and sticky. So check it out. Go to their website, and that's naturalalternative.com to find a locator near you. But get your salt now. Again, we're expecting a lot of snow this winter if you're in the northern part of the country. Get your salt, get your wood pellets, and get your wood. They're all short.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wool Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. All you got to do is dial 855-660-4261, and we'll help you with all of your gardening programs that you're working on, whether it's inside or out. Now, if you have a poinsettia that you saved over from last year and you want it to bloom, the important thing is if the plant itself is known as a short day plant in the gardening industry, which means it will flower when we have short days. Chrysanthemums are short day plants. Now, geraniums, petunias, marigolds, they are long-day plants, and they will only flower when the days are long. Now, your days are getting shorter. They'll continue to get shorter for the next month, so that's going to help. The other thing is they need cooler temperatures, and the same thing with your Christmas cactus. Some of you already have buds on them, and they're going to be blooming, or maybe they are blooming now, so they're being classified a Thanksgiving flowering cactus. So this is what you need to do. If you have a poinsettia, you need to put it in total darkness when you eat supper. So to make it easy and to remind you, take like an index card or a piece of paper about that size and write poinsettia or Christmas cactus. Scotch tape it to your refrigerator door. That way when you're making supper, you'll see that note. And it will remind you to take that plant from where it is and to put it someplace where it's going to get total, uninterrupted darkness. So if you have a spare bedroom, close the curtains or the blinds, put it in there, and stay out of that room until breakfast time. You go to get your cream to put in the coffee. You go back in the room. You put it in the sunny window for the day. And then you repeat the process. But if you leave it in your living room and you're watching the news at 11 o'clock, that means that the lights stay on and the length of your day gets longer. And because it's getting longer, it will not turn red or pink or white. Okay? So just put a note on your refrigerator. Poinsettia. And if you don't have a spare bedroom where you can put it, and you have a basement, you can put it in the basement, as long as it's not too cold. Christmas cactus can take it colder than the poinsettia. So if the basement's too cold, and you've got an empty closet, put the plant in the closet and leave it there. If you don't have room in the closet, a big black trash bag. And just be careful. Open it up, gently cover the plant, and that will block all of the light so that the plant thinks that the days are short. And what will happen is the hormones in the plant will change from vegetative growth to flowering growth. And within a month, the stems and the leaves on the top of the plant will start to turn red. When you notice red stems and a little bit of coloration beginning on some of that foliage, you no longer have to continue to cover or move the plant. Leave it in the sunny window. Keep it nice and warm because the hormones have changed over. And the heat and the sun will give you color faster. Okay? So again, cool, total darkness for at least 12 hours. So if you put it in a bedroom and there's an outside light that lights up that bedroom, you're still getting daylight. And the plant will not set any flower buds. And the leaves that turn color, they have a special name. They're called bracts. Flowering bracts, and they will change color with the total darkness. And now is the time to do it. Now, when your Christmas cactus is all done blooming, you want to repeat the process, but you got to put it where it's cold. If your house is kept at 68, 70 degrees, it's too warm. Put it in your basement. So when you're cooking supper, take the Christmas cactus from where it is, put it in the cellar. Leave it there until breakfast. And then at breakfast, bring it back upstairs. If you have a room that you've turned down the heat, you shut down the baseboard and it gets dark, then you can leave it in there and put it near the window. And one year I wanted to try something, and I had something that I didn't expect. I thought it would, but I didn't expect it to happen. I had a Christmas cactus, and I left it really close to the window. I didn't have it touch the window, even though they are triple pane. And the side of the Christmas cactus that faced the window made buds. The side that faced inside the house did not flower. So what I want you to do is once a week, spin the plant. The side that faces the window, spin it so that it's inside, facing inside the house. And that way the plant will get equal light and equal cool temperatures, and your buds will be all over the plant. Now, while your plants are blooming, or getting ready for blooming, they should be fed every couple of weeks with a liquid plant food. You can use a fish fertilizer, a seaweed fertilizer, any of the blue fertilizers, and that will work really well. Dynamite is a continuously feeding fertilizer, and that will work really, really well for you. But keep them fed, water as needed. And the worst thing that you can do is to overwater, especially the Christmas cactus. If it gets too wet, the buds will form, but then they'll start to fall. Feel the soil. Pick up the pot. If the pot feels heavy, if you can take your index finger, push it into the soil a couple of knuckles, and you feel moisture, leave it alone. You're better off a little bit on the dry side than you are being wet. If your Christmas cactus is wet, the buds are going to fall. The roots are going to rot. You're going to notice either a purple or a red coloration to the foliage of your Christmas cactus. And that's a very, very common problem. So be aware, if you're seeing purple or red, you're giving it too much water. And again, just pick up the pot. Feel the weight of it. And then the other thing is, the best indicator, index finger, push it in, wiggle it in about two knuckles. And if there's moisture there, you're all set. But keep it cool. Give it plenty of light during the day, a nice sunny window. But until the buds form or the leaves begin to change color on your poinsettia, then you need to give it the short days on both plants. And that way you'll have all the color that you want. Now, once they begin to show color on your Christmas cactus, keep them cool. Don't put them in a south-facing window where the sun will just beam down on them. An east window with morning sun, a west window with late in the day sun, or a north window with just bright light. If you can keep them cool, they're going to bloom longer. And just to give you an example, a Christmas cactus in a south-facing window where you get sun all day and it's in bud and bloom will last about 2, possibly 3 weeks. If you can move it to an east, a west, or a north window, you're going to get as much as double the amount of time, or 6 weeks of flowers. And when they're done blooming, repeat the process. And it's not uncommon to have your Christmas cactus bloom between Thanksgiving and Christmas. When they're done blooming, about 6 weeks later, they'll be in bloom. And then when they get done blooming for the second time, you force them again, and they'll bloom three times in one season. So that you can do a lot with this knowledge. So I hope you've written it down and you're able to do this, because it will extend the amount of enjoyment that you have. And again, feed them when they're budding and in bloom every couple of weeks, and they'll do very, very well. If you should notice that the drainage holes on the bottom of your pot begin to have a white film, take your finger, rub the white film, touch your finger to your tongue, and if it has a salty taste, that's extra fertilizer that's leaching out. Cut back on the amount of food to once a month. Okay? So if you see white around the drainage holes, it means that you're giving the plant too much food. And you cut back on the food, and they'll do very, very well. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll free. 855-660-4261. Write it down, give us a call, and we'll try and help you out. Daniel, welcome.
Hey.
How are you today?
Good.
Who do we have up first?
First up, we've got David from California. He wants to talk about some sudden weather.
Okay, David, how can we help you out today? Good morning.
Hey, greetings, Paul. I realize you're on the East Coast, and so, I'll try to stay with that, even though I was going to give you some good news from California. We're getting a good, slow, steady rain. So,
wonderful.
A day or so of that. It was nice. Hey, with this, I was reading about this, Typhoon Nuri? That's
right.
The thing that blew all of the cold air down into the Midwest and the East Coast. And, it looks like they're going to lose a lot of topsoil. So, sudden weather is what I was telling, as the topic for today. With global warming, they say that it'll be feast and famine. There'll be floods, there'll be droughts. The weather will be utterly changeable. And let's see, in this case, this Typhoon Nuri was so big that it went from the Philippines all the way up to Alaska, thousands of miles across, and then ended up blowing all that cold air down into the U.S. And
right.
So flash frosts plus then sudden warming, that's not going to, we got to do something to protect the topsoil fast.
Yeah, exactly, and it's very important that we protect our open lands. And what a lot of farmers will do when the season is over, and they've harvested their corn crops or vegetable crops, what they do is they'll go in, they'll till the soil, they'll harrow it to get it nice and level, and then they'll plant either a winter wheat or something called winter rye. And I know in my vegetable garden here in Maine, that's what I do. And you plant it in September, early October, usually, you know, when your tomato plants are getting kind of tired and you know they're not going to produce any more, your cucumbers are shot for the year, you're all done with most of your vegetables. I give it a good cleaning, and then I'll buy winter rye. And you can buy that at feed and grain stores, some of the garden centers, and you plant it in the fall, and it will germinate. And each seed of winter rye that you plant will produce 1 mile of roots in the ground.
There you go. Yeah.
In it, and it will hold that soil so that it will prevent erosion from the wind and also from the rain. And at the same time, because this root system is so aggressive, it will grow until the ground freezes. And then in the spring, when the ground thaws, you take a lawnmower, you mow it down during early to mid-April, and then you rototill, and all of the organic matter from the roots and from the foliage gets tilled into the ground and helps to rebuild the quality of your soil. And a lot of farmers are doing this and have been doing it, and that's a way that we can prevent erosion with rain and wind. And I'm sure that a lot of people in California are doing the same thing, because I know you guys have had a tough year, or in some cases 2 or 3 years with the lack of rainfall that you've had, and I don't know how you've been able to survive with the lack of rain as much as you have had.
Well, you know, out here in the West, where we got the mountains, we live on the snow that survives up in the mountains through the summer, right? And so
right.
The early melt is what's killing us. And, you know, we can get plenty of slow, steady rain sometimes, but we got to have that snow melt come in slowly. And, hey, I hear the music, I was going to say, do you remember the old ways they used to make blocks of ice? I wonder if somebody had a lower field and they kind of made it a quick berm and then created a...
Okay, hold on a second, okay?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.